welcome to Art and Soft in Focus, our special podcast series dedicated to bringing you the latest information and news to come out of the software migration world.
In this edition, we are showcasing the latest trends regarding code refactoring and the most recent automated tools available on the market. Through our exclusive interview with Art and Soft migration expert Juan Fernando Peña, we will provide you with tips and information on how to optimize a migration to Microsoft.net.
Also, listen in and find out from Juan Fernando himself what Visual Studio Magazine has to say regarding Art and Soft's expertise in the automated software migration field. Juan Fernando is not only a Microsoft certified professional, but works as a senior consultant in Visual Basic application migrations right here at Art and Soft. He has been involved in many application conversion projects around the world and currently manages several migration initiatives involving enhancements to the Visual Basic Upgrade Companion and the conversion of Visual Basic 6 code to .NET. Hi Juan Fernando, thanks for joining us. Let's get right down to business. Tell us a little about your white paper, Visual Basic Upgrade Companion versus Code Advisor.
What motivated you the most to write this article?
Okay, well, I think that first I have to tell you about the Code Advisor. The Code Advisor is a tool that is provided by Microsoft for people who want to migrate code from Visual Basic 6 to Visual Basic .NET. And what it does is that it analyzes the Visual Basic 6 code and provides advice on how to improve that VB6 code so you can have an easier migration process. What motivated me to write this article is that our conversion tool, the Visual Basic Upgrade Companion, already covers several of the tweaks that the Code Advisor recommends you to make. So there is an intersection between what the Code Advisor recommends and what the VBUC automatically covers. So the idea is to give that information, to let the users know what things they don't have to worry about if they are going to migrate with the companion.
Was this something your clients had asked you about before?
Well, yeah. Actually, it happened. It has happened to me about two or three times. Sometimes when you go to a customer's office and they are in the planning stage for a migration process, they ask you about the Code Advisor and they say, "Hey, if I'm going to execute this migration project with the Visual Basic Upgrade Companion, which is supposed to be a superset of the Upgrade Wizard, do I still have to execute the Code Advisor and fix the code according to its recommendations?" And the answer is yes and no, actually. Because there are things that you don't have to worry about and there are things that you should worry about. So that's the reason why I wrote this.
What are the main points you address in your article?
Okay, first of all, I provide a list of the tweaks that are automatically covered by the companion, and after that, what I do is that I take a couple of real world applications, and I execute the Code Advisor with those applications, and I get a list of recommended fixes, and after that I migrate with the companion, and basically it's like a case study where you can see how many fixes were automatically covered by the companion and how many fixes were left for the user.
How can developers take advantage of the techniques you mentioned in the article?
Well, this article is basically about saving time and effort in the migration project. So the idea is that if you know beforehand what things you don't have to worry about, from the Code Advisor standpoint, then you can just leave that work to the Upgrade Companion and reduce the cost of your project. So the idea is just focus on those things that are not automatically covered by the Companion and let the other things that are already covered to the Companion and reduce the amount of work that you have to do.
How is Code Advisor different from the Visual Basic Upgrade Companion, and how is using them together beneficial?
Okay, well, the key difference is that the Code Advisor is just an advice tool. It just gives you advice on how to improve the migration process by changing the Visual Basic 6 source code. The Visual Basic Hybrid Companion is the actual code converter. So it performs the actual migration from Visual Basic 6 to Visual Basic .NET. So the way you use them together is that you basically take the VB6 code before you execute the migration project. You analyze that VB6 code with the code advisor. The code advisor is going to produce a series of recommendations for you to modify the VB6 code before migrating. And then you focus only on those things that are not covered by the companion. You fix them, and then you execute the actual migration with the companion.
What other things that are not mentioned in the article do you think developers involved in a migration project need to know?
Well, that's kind of a very broad question, because there are many things that the developers need to know when they are executing a migration project. I think that one of the most important things is that a developer that is involved in a migration project needs to have a very deep knowledge of the target platform. In this case, it will be .NET. So the developers that you are involving in a migration project need to know about .NET, the way it works, the way the framework is structured, the way the classes are organized. So they need to be very familiar with the target platform. Of course, there are many other things that a developer that is involved in a migration project needs to know. And actually, we are working on several other papers and presentations to address those other things.
What would you say are some of the benefits users get by using the Visual Basic Upgrade Companion?
Well, there are many benefits from the technical standpoint. One of them is that a Visual Basic Upgrade Companion has a better automation coverage. So there is work that you normally have to cover manually when you migrate with the wizard that is automatically covered by the companion. So you can expect a shorter migration project, and you can expect a cheaper migration project as well. And also there are some refactoring tweaks that the companion does that the wizard doesn't. So at the end, what you get is a better quality .NET code. Okay, and you get something that is less dependent on background compatibility libraries, which is good because your code at the end of the day, your code is going to be more like .NET code and not like a VB6 code that was ported and depends on backward compatibility elements.
We were also very interested in asking you about the letter to the editor you wrote Visual Studio Magazine. What caught your attention most regarding the article, Refactor Your Way to Migration Success?
First of all, I have to say that it's a very good article. It says that after you successfully migrate an application to Visual Basic .NET or to .NET in general, there are many things that you can do with that application to improve it and to refactor it so you can make it more organized and you can make it evolve. But first you have to get to functional equivalence. You have to make your application work the same way in the target platform, which in this case is .NET. So it's a very interesting article that addresses several of the key steps that have to be taken after you reach functional equivalence in order to refactor the migrated application and take advantages of the new features of the target platform. One of the things that is calling my attention in this article is that the writer says that many of the refactoring tweaks that you have to do, they just cannot be automated. Okay, what catches my attention on this article is that the author suggests that there is no way to automatically address several of the tweaks that you have to do with the migrated application in order to refactor it. And here in Ardensoft, in the Visual Basic Hybrid Companion, we have managed to automate up to a certain level several of the tasks that he suggests in his article. Of course, there are many high-level tasks that cannot be automated because they absolutely need human intervention or the intervention of an expert. But many of the most mechanical things that the author suggests in his article, they can be automated, and we have done that up to a certain point.
What motivated you to write a letter to the editor?
Well, it's basically what I was saying. The article suggests that many of those changes that have to be done to the migrated code cannot be automated at all. And here in Artisoft, we have managed to automate them up to a certain and very acceptable level, I have to say. So I just felt that I had to make my point, saying that, okay, that's I agree with you on this and this and this, but hey, here in Artisoft, we have managed to go to a certain level of automation in those tasks.
What do you think of the author's response to your letter to the editor that nothing beats, quote, getting your hands dirty?
Well, I believe he's right. I mean, when you are executing a migration or a refactoring process, you need to get involved. Of course, you need to be monitoring the process, and you need to know how the resulting code is going to be. And of course, you will always need to have experts involved in the project and in the refactoring process. The only thing that I don't completely agree with him is that from a more administrative standpoint, the more you can get automatically, the better you are, because you will be reducing the amount of work that you have to do. So if you can get a little bit farther by using automation, then that's great, because that's going to reduce the level of manual work that you have to do, and that's going to, as a consequence, reduce the cost of the project. And also, the code that is generated automatically is less prone to errors, because it's being generated by a tool that has been well tested and developed, instead of having many people doing a manual process, which is of course prone to errors. So you are, I believe that you are on the safer side when you have, of course, experts involved in the process, you know, getting their hands dirty, but using some level of automation that is going to generate a high-quality code over a well-tested platform.
Tell us a little about your blog.
Okay, well, I decided to start a blog in Artisoft's website basically because most of the blogs that we previously had were very technical. I mean, they have excellent content and all that, but they are very tech-oriented. And I have a background as a project manager as well, and I believe that there are many things that we have learned here in Artisoft. I have to admit many of those things have been learned the hard way, but I believe that we have a lot to share with customers and users that are executing migration projects in terms of how to manage a migration project and how to deal with the typical issues that you are going to face when you are migrating an application from a project manager standpoint, or instead of providing only technical solutions.
Thank you for joining us today, Juan Fernando. I'm sure our listeners will find your insights useful.
Thanks again, Juan Fernando.
Thanks a lot.
For all of you who would like to download your own free copy of this exclusive Artisoft white paper, which includes data from real-life migrated applications, just visit the download section on the Artisoft webpage and click on the download button next to the white paper titled Visual Basic Upgrade Companion versus Code Advisor by Juan Fernando Fagan.
That's it for now.
We hope you have a great day.